Welcome to the Living Above Average Ministries podcast. This is a podcast all about living above average, informed choices, and growth. Our goal is to equip, encourage, and empower you to build a better life so that you can live a life above average. Now our host, Angie Sartain.
Welcome to today's podcast. I have with me today a very special lady in my studio. She is perhaps my favorite lady in the whole wide world. This lady has amazed me and continues to amaze me with her strength, her love, her compassion, and her faith. The past 51 years, she has inspired me, encouraged me to achieve my dreams. She has a gift of hospitality, loves wholeheartedly, and sees the good in everyone. And most of all, and perhaps the most important, is she's my mother. Mom, thank you for joining me today.
Well, thank you, and thanks for having me.
Mom, today I want to share with our audience on how we can live a life above average in the midst of tragedy. And our family, like many other families, have faced tragedies and losses in their lifetime. And this podcast, I want you listeners to know that this podcast is not intended to compare tragedies or losses or say one is worse than the other. We just simply want to convey to you today that it is possible to choose to live above average, even in the middle of a tragedy. And I hope that you listeners feel equipped, encouraged, and empowered today as we discuss living above average in the midst of trials. Mom, I know that you have experienced multiple tragedies and losses in your life, and I'd like to discuss some of those today. And let's start with the first major loss in your life, and that is your firstborn child. Can you give our listeners a little background on this tragedy and loss and how you were able to live above average during this time?
Sure. On Easter Sunday, April the 15th in 1968, my husband, our daughter, and myself were returning home from a wonderful visit with my family in Southeast Missouri. Life was so good. Our little girl, Michelle, was 9 months old and the apple of our eye, as well as she was for the whole family. She was the first grandchild and was so full of life. She had just taken her first step that morning before we left for home. Little did we know that our whole world would be turned upside down before we got home. We were coming through St. Louis and a lady came across the median and hit us head on. That was the last time we seen her or held her. Michelle, Shelley as we called her, passed away the next day. My husband and I were hurt pretty bad and remained in the hospital for 5 weeks. We were unable to attend the funeral back in Kansas City, which added to our hurt. We had so many family and friends standing in the gap for us and started immediately bombarding heaven with prayers on our behalf. God was so faithful in answering the prayers and gave us comfort, peace, and restored our health. We had to trust God more than ever to help us pick up our lives when we were able to return to Kansas City, which was about 4 months later. My family took care of us until we were well enough to return to our home. No way could we have been able to return home to our new normal without God. So we had to make a decision to keep trusting and serving God and not let our experience cause us more pain. God restored our health and blessed us with three awesome children.
Thank you, Mom, for sharing that. I'm sure that was a little difficult to share that news. And so let me just ask you a question real quick with that is, so are you saying that even in the midst of this trial, you trusted in God, but did that mean you were exempt from any pain or emotion or anger during this time?
No, I had hurt for lots of reasons, but I never once blamed God, which so many people do. I just kept trusting that he had us in the palm of his hand.
And did you have good days and bad days?
Yes, I had probably at that time more bad days than good, if you want to call them that. And for many years, every time I would visit her grave, it was very, very emotional.
Absolutely, I'm sure it was. So thank you for sharing that. And I'm so glad that you kind of expounded on that, that going through all of this and just trusting in God and choosing to live above average doesn't mean that you're exempt from any pain or heartache that you might experience during this significant loss in your life. So I can't even imagine. I didn't get the pleasure of meeting her, but I am the pleasure of being one of your other children, probably the most favorite. So that's for my brother and sister out there that are listening, I'm sure. So thank you for sharing that, Mom. And so I'd like to kind of move on to another big loss in your life and in my life as well, our family's life. And I want to discuss the next big loss, which might be a little difficult for me as well, is your firstborn grandson. Marcus was everyone's child. He was loved by so many. He brought laughter and life to all who he encountered. And he definitely knew what he wanted, making up his own rules and games and changing rules in the middle of a game. I guess we can call that great leadership skills in the making, right? But in 2010, Marcus unexpectedly passed away at home, and this was a big shock to all of us, and we were all hurting. And you're kind of in a unique spot during this time. As a grandmother, you're experiencing the loss of a firstborn grandchild, but as a mother, you are hurting and grieving for your daughter, who was experiencing a similar loss as you had experienced years ago. Mom, can you tell me how you navigated yourself and how you navigated and helped your family to live above average in the midst of this loss?
Sure. And to start with, you are so right that Marcus was everyone's child and brought joy to all who knew him. On Wednesday, April the 14th in 2010, we went to church as we usually did on a Wednesday night. Life was good again. Little did we know that when we left church that our life would be turned upside down again. As soon as I got home from church, we received a phone call telling us that our Marcus had passed away unexpectedly. Wow, what a blow. I immediately called family and friends, and again, we all called on God, bombarding heaven with prayers on our behalf. We immediately packed, my husband and I and our other children headed to Southeast Missouri to be with my youngest daughter and her family. It was a very difficult time and very emotional trying to cope with losing Marcus. Marcus did leave behind a 3-year-old daughter that we call our mini Marcus because she is so much like her dad. Once again, we had to keep God in the forefront and focus on God and not be overcome by our circumstances, which was seemingly almost impossible, even with the faith that our whole family had. We will never understand why, but can never stop trusting and believing in God and His power and His love for us.
Absolutely. I remember, I have so many great memories of Marcus when he was little and all the little fun, quirky things he used to do and his little dances and that he used to have. It's been so amazing. And again, I just want to remind our listeners that even though you have God in the middle of your tragedies, you're still going to feel and experience pain. You're still going to have those real feelings of perhaps anger or frustration, sadness. Those don't just go away, but they can become lighter when we keep God in the center and we use God and lean on God, because the Bible talks about how He's our comfort. And He's our peace in the midst of storms. And it's what I'm hearing you say is that it's during these times that you leaned into God more. And God even poured out more during those times. We could kind of say He just scooped us up in His hands and just held us close as we grieved these losses and grieved the loss of Marcus and the pain that Gina was experiencing, the pain that you were experiencing, me, others that... He touched so many lives, and he was such a handsome, cute little fella, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So thank you again for sharing how you navigated that way through and being there, being a strong woman of faith. And did you feel at times that you didn't think you were going to have the strength to be able to help your family navigate this?
Yes, I'm sure I did. I can't remember any specific incidents, but... I'm sure I did. There was many days that I was down and out, but if it wasn't for God's grace and all of my wonderful family and friends holding me up in prayer when I didn't even have the strength to pray for myself, that helped me get through it.
So important that we have others that we can use as a support system, especially during great tragedies and losses. Thank you, Mom, for sharing that again. And Gina, if you're listening, we're going to give a shout out to you because you are a good mama. You told me to say that, so I'll take my $20 later. Anyways, Mom, you know, as a family, we've been through so many things, and we've been through a lot. We, You continue to amaze me with your strength and faith. And I know you got that from Granny, and you've passed that down to us kids. You've experienced the loss of your firstborn child. You've experienced the loss of your firstborn grandchild. And just a little over 7 months ago, you experienced perhaps the biggest loss of all, the loss of the love of your life, your husband, my dad. Friends, my dad was diagnosed with Lewy body disease, dementia, back in January 6, 2020. This is a very fast-paced dementia, moving very fast. They say when people are diagnosed with it, they usually live 6 to 18 months afterwards. And dad actually lived almost 7 months. He passed away, went to be with the Lord on Father's Day, June 21st, on 2020, surrounded by his family, who was singing him into eternity. If there could ever be a remarkable time or a peaceful time, that I would say that was it. It was very peaceful and able to sing Dad into eternity. He probably was thankful that we were done singing. But Mom, you really are a remarkable woman. You're an impeccable woman, a woman full of faith, strength, and wisdom, and love, compassion, and the list could go on and on and on forever. And I hope that one day I could live up to the same potential in that you have, and the same strength and wisdom and love and faith that you have. And in your life's experience and all of these things that you have gone through, how has your faith, your walk with God, been affected by these significant losses? And to piggyback on that, what encouragement or wisdom could you leave our listeners to choose life above average in the midst of their trials?
Okay, well, I was so blessed to be married to the love of my life for over 54 years before the Lord called him home. Even though this was another difficult time for our family, God was by our side every minute, and his mercy and peace was so real. The months before he passed had a lot of trials, but also had a lot of blessings. My wonderful children and their families and a host of other families and friends, they were right along beside me on this journey. And I can't even imagine anybody getting through tragedies like these and being able to survive and keep a positive and live above average if they don't have God on their side. And even in this, as difficult as it was, also I find comfort in knowing that these three have joined many other family members in heaven, and I have the assurance that I will see them again. And I am more determined than ever to be like the old song by the Gaithers says, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. And I plan to keep on that journey until the Lord returns or he calls me home. So I encourage each of you to make God the Lord of your life and draw strength from your faith in him every day and in every circumstance, and allow God's peace that passes all understanding to be yours. I just got through reading Job, and he was such a mighty role model to never blame God. And I try to find never to blame God for anything, but just try to draw strength and learn from it. Thank you.
Wow. Kind of makes me want to break out in song. Wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Wonder if the Gaithers would want me on that. You think so? Mom, I thank you so much, and I appreciate you joining me today and giving our listeners words of encouragement and wisdom, and passing down just from your heart the things that you've experienced. And this is just a little glimpse of the things that you've gone through and experienced in your life. And we had to condense it down a little bit for our audience and for our podcast today. But Mom, you truly are a woman after God's own heart. And I do hope that someday I can be at least half the woman that you are. And friends, if you're facing tragedies today, I want you to know there's hope. No matter what you're going through, God is on your side. He's with you, he loves you, and he desires for you to lean on him, trust in him today, and you will not be disappointed. So let's pray. Father God, we are so grateful that you are there for us, that you never leave us nor forsake us, that your word says that you have great plans for us, that you're on our side, that God, you scoop us up in your arms when things go bad and go wrong and we are faced with trials and tragedies. And Lord, we know that we can trust in you, for you're trustworthy, you're faithful, you'll never disappoint. God, I ask that you'll just be with us today, that Lord, if we're not leaning on you, help us to lean more on you, for it's in you that we have peace, it's you that we trust, And we know you're working all things out for our glory, for your glory and our benefit. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, don't forget to check us out on our YouTube channel, our podcast weekly, Facebook. You can check us out on our website, www.livingaboveaverageministries.com, or email me at livingaboveaverageministries@gmail.com. If you have a topic you want us to discuss, just drop me an email, let me know, and we can do our best to discuss that. Thank you today, and together we're building better lives so we can live life above average.